is beginning to rain, rain, rain in the wash of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 5200 Evidence Cove, Spicewood, Texas, 78669. Or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week, we continue the series, 10 Vital Scriptures You Rarely Hear Preached in Churches Today. We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars's message. Up next is Elvis Presley with Take My Hand, Precious Lord. After which, we will begin Pastor Mars's sermon.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand, I am tired. I am weak and worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to light. Take my hand, precious Lord. My way grows gray, precious Lord, lingering here when my life is almost gone. Hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand. Oh, take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When the darkness appears and the night draws near and the day is past and gone, at the river I stand, guide my feet, hold my hand, take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand, I'm tired, I'm weak, I'm worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home,
lead me home. These things are an allegory, for these are the two covenants. Hagar and her son and Sarah and her son are different. There's two covenants. There's a covenant, yes, given to Abraham, the law, and then there's the covenant of Jesus Christ by promise. If you are free, my friends, you have Jesus Christ covenant. But if you're in bondage, you're under the law, then you got to obey the law. Then you're of Hagar. That's the two covenants. That's what God is talking. You see, the whole Bible, the Holy Spirit is instructing us. You went back and you read in Genesis about this case. It didn't talk about the two covenants. They didn't exist at the time. But now we have these two covenants. The old covenant, which is vanishing, the Bible says, is no good anymore. It's been replaced by the new covenant. Many Christians I meet today say, we still have the old covenant, and the Jews can be saved under the old covenant. Well, let's just see here if they can. The Jews don't need our new covenant of Jesus Christ, the blood of Christ. They don't need that. They're saved under the old covenant. Really? Well, for it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid, the other by a free woman. This is the two covenants. Well, let's talk about these two covenants. One genereth, one leads to bondage, but one is free. Now, here we go. 25. For this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia and answereth to Jerusalem, which now is and is in bondage with her children. Uh-oh. So let's look at the children of Hagar. Hagar, the slave, the bondsmaid. Her child was born after the flesh. That relates, it says here, to Jerusalem, to the Jews, to Israel, to the household of Israel that's in bondage. It's the Jerusalem that now is. In other words, even during Paul's time it existed. The Jews who crucified Jesus, who refuse to believe in the covenant of Jesus Christ, the blood of the New Testament. They're in bondage. Answereth, he said, that relates to or corresponds to Jerusalem, which now is and is in bondage with her children. If you don't know Jesus Christ, my friends, you're after the flesh. And you don't have the promise. You don't have the Holy Spirit within you. You don't have Jesus in your heart, and you are in bondage. You may not think you're in bondage. You may think you're free. I've got a newspaper today from the Free Thinkers Association of America. Oh, yes. They're all a bunch of atheists. We're free thinkers. That's what the atheists call themselves. That's what Eliphas Levi, the Satanist, called himself, a free thinker. That's what Anton LaVey, the head of the Church of Satan in the 60s and 70s, called himself, a free thinker. Oh, yes. They're in bondage. If you don't know Jesus Christ, you're in bondage to the world, to Satan. And that was the fact here about Hagar, whose child was born after the flesh, not according to the promise. And that corresponds to Jerusalem and the Jews, who had not Jesus, who rejected Jesus, who said, we will not have this man to rule over us, crucify him. They're in bondage with their children. So people say to me, Israel today, Israel is of Abraham and Sarah. You can trace their heritage all the way back to Abraham and Sarah and Isaac. They're of Isaac. No, they're not. No. Let's continue to read here. Verse 26 says, but Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. He's speaking to Christians here. The Jerusalem, which is above, that's in heaven, heavenly Jerusalem, not earthly Jerusalem, heavenly Jerusalem, is free. It's not born after the flesh. You're born of the Spirit. You're born of Jesus Christ, which is the mother of us all Christians. Jerusalem, the heavenly city, you're a citizen of that. The commonwealth of Jerusalem and Israel, the commonwealth in heaven. You don't have anything to do with this earthly Israel, this earthly Jerusalem. That's Sodom and Egypt, it says in Revelation. You don't want that. You don't want to be a citizen of Sodom and Egypt. Read Revelation 9 through 12. That's where the beast comes up out of the earth. Horrible things happen there. But listen, my friends. The Jews are indeed of Hagar. No, Tex. They're of the old covenant. Now, that was Abraham and Sarah, and they have the promise. They don't have the promise. The promise is Jesus Christ. Oh, no, their promise is they'll have the land. Oh, yes, God gave them that land for their heritage. That's why the Jews have the land of Israel today. Oh, I see. The children born after the flesh, not the spirit, not after the promise, did receive a promise of land. Now, isn't that nice? Let me tell you something, friends. I have title to a little piece of land here. My house sits on in Austin, Texas. It's not very big. It's outside of town. When I die, I don't want to see that land ever again. Well, what do you mean? What if God promised you that land? Let me tell you something, friends. God promised me a plot up in heaven. I don't even know how big it is. It may be a nothing. It may be a shack up there with no acreage at all. I don't care. I want to be there. The Jews want their land. They want Israel. They want that piece of dirt. They can have it. But I've got a promise. Do you have a promise? I was born at the age of 16. Earth time. I came to know Jesus at age 16. And I became free at the age of 16. I was in bondage until the age of 16. Maybe you were in bondage to the age of 30 or 40. Or maybe you meant 12 or 13. I don't know how old you were when you first came to Jesus Christ. That's when you became free. But all of your playmates or all your friends, if they didn't accept Jesus Christ, they were still in bondage. And they may be still in bondage today. But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. For it is written, it's written again, rejoice, thou barren that bearest not. Break forth and cry, thou that travailest not, for the desolate hath many more children than thee, than she which hath a husband. The desolate are those that don't have Jesus Christ. They're desolate. They're on desolation row. Now we, brethren, we get to the good part here. Now we, brethren, verse 28, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. Hagar's son was after the flesh, but Isaac, Sarah's son, was the promise. And that's who our heir is. That's who we have the promise of. The same promise Abraham, Sarah, Isaac. We're in an ancestral line. We're the lineage. You say, wait just a minute. I don't have any blood like that. I've had my DNA checked. I'm German or Scandinavian or English or Mexican or whatever. Listen to me. This blood will die on this earth and go back into the ground to dust. But you, your spirit, will be free if you know Jesus Christ. And it will have a new citizenship, Jerusalem, in heaven. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. But as then, back in Abraham's time, but as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the spirit. Even so it is now. Think about that. You see, he that's born after the flesh, who's in bondage to Satan, will always persecute Christians. Say, oh no, that's not true. I know a good man. He's not a Christian. Mm-hmm. Just wait. He'll persecute you as a Christian. He's got to. He can be a good man. You wait and see. There'll be things that come up. He doesn't have a heart that's free. He's not a citizen of heavenly Jerusalem. And Hagar is his mother. Sarah's your mother. Sarah. And who had Isaac. He that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the spirit. Even so it is now. The Jews were persecuting the Christians. And I mean the Jews, the circumcised Jews who refused the name of Jesus Christ. They persecuted the Christians everywhere throughout the Roman Empire. They persecuted the Christians and demanded they be and thousands, read Fox's Book of Martyrs, thousands, millions of Christians were slain because of the insistence of those who were in bondage to Satan. And they were children of the flesh, and they persecuted the children of the promise of the Spirit. Nevertheless, verse 30 says, what saith the Scripture? Even though you're being persecuted, and Christians have been persecuted for some 2,000 years, nevertheless, what does the Scriptures say? Here's what it says, friends. Listen to this. It says, cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. That man in bondage to Satan, oh, he's got a big house, he's got a big car, he's got he drives around in the greatest of cars, and he has a yacht, and he has everything, and you're a nothing, you think. Wait just a minute. You live in a mobile home, you live in a small home, you're in an apartment. What? Listen to me, friends. It's not what the outer trappings are, it's what's inside your heart, and you can have treasures, great treasures. What do the Scriptures say? Cast out the bondwoman with her son. That's the end result of bondage to Satan. That's the end result of the Jews. The ones who Paul says are in Jerusalem to this day, and they're in bondage. The Jews are in bondage. So then, brethren, verse 31 says, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. Listen to me, Arab. You know Jesus Christ is Lord? You have Sarah as your mother. Don't listen to them when they say, oh, well, your mother's Hagar. Fleshly DNA doesn't mean anything. In fact, it means bondage. Are you born again of the promise of the Spirit? Are you an heir according to the promise given Abraham? You are if you know Jesus Christ. My friends, this is the two great divisions. This is between the sheep and the goats. The goats are all who are of Hagar, the bondwoman. And Jerusalem is in that category, but the Jerusalem that is free, not the Jerusalem of the earth. Oh, they're the dragon, they're of Satan, the devil. But listen, you can be free. You can be a child of Sarah. That can be your heritage. That's the heritage of every Christian today. That's the meaning of Abraham and Sarah. Okay, now, let's talk about something. Did you know that you don't have a continuing city here on earth? Boy, this is a shocker to a lot of people. Oh, no, we have a continuing city. Jerusalem is a continuing city. Well, I believe Jerusalem has had its time, my friends. And now it's up in heaven. The Jerusalem that was here on earth, well, it's done its time. It's over with. It's a desolation row kind of kingdom. You don't want to be affiliated with it. The Jerusalem that is of this earth is Sodom and Egypt, the Bible says. Read it in the book of Revelation. But wait just a minute. I heard that Jerusalem is an eternal city. The Jews say we will be here forever and ever. We deserve this plot of land. It was given us by Abraham, by God. And it's ours, and it will be for ours, and we're going to kill over it, and we're going to kill all these Palestinians if we have to. We will have this land. And you must help us, Christian, because it's your biblical duty to give us Jerusalem. Say what? And there's this Muslim mosque right here, the Mosque of Obor. We've got to tear it down and put up the great temple again because this is God's holy city. Is that right? Is there a continuing holy city? Is there an eternal city? Or did God make every city on earth a blight? How about Rio de Janeiro? Isn't that a great city? They have a huge carnival every year. People gallivant around half naked and have sex on the streets and all kinds of things. Then there's New Orleans. Boy, don't they have fun there? Everybody that throws a kiss gets some beads, and women parade around there and get drunk, and people listen to all that jazz music. And, oh, it's just fantastic. Then San Francisco, the city of the homosexuals. Then there's New York, and then it goes on and on, doesn't it? And in Israel today, they say that Tel Aviv declares we are the gay city of the world. Every year they have a great gay people celebration for the homosexuals.
You want to be a gay man, gay woman? Go to Tel Aviv every year at their big gay celebration. That's what the world provides for you. But let me tell you something, my friends. Here we have no continuing city as Christians. As a person, as a child of God, you don't have a continuing city here. I'm going to prove it to you. Let's go. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 11. You see, in chapter 11, we hear all about faith. Faith. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved to build that ark, didn't he? By faith, Abraham, he looked for a city. Look at verse 10 there. Well, let's go to verse 9. It says, by faith, he sojourned in the land of promise. It's Abraham. As in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. So Abraham had the promise of God. And of course, Isaac and Jacob also, his sons, had the promise. Verse 10, now this gets to it, my friends. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Abraham looked for a city that had foundations. Not a city that'd be gone a few years from now. It had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. That's the city that Abraham looked for. Verse 13 says, these all died in faith. All these great men and women of God died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. They were looking for a country. A country built by God, a country of God, had foundations of God. And truly, verse 15 says, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had the opportunity to return. But now they desire a better country. That is a heavenly, whereunto God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Man. This is pretty powerful, my friends. Now, verse 22 of Hebrews 12, we hear about Christians. Now, remember, Noah, Abraham, Abel, all the great prophets and saints of God looked for a city in heaven. That's what they wanted. They didn't really want an earthly city. They wanted a heavenly city built by God, whose foundations were sure. Now, what about us as Christians? Paul says, verse 22, but ye are come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. Well, verse 24 says, you have come to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel.
If you're thirsty and dry, it's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.